Hi, it's Dave. In this video, I'm going to be sharing how my family and I live about 4 or 5 months out of the year in this small RV. All right, so here's the front of our RV. It's a 25-foot RV, and we're able to sleep, you know, my wife and I and our two kids, including our dog as well when he comes along. Hey, so I want to show you a quick tour of our living space and how we live. All right, first I want to show you the front of the RV, then I'll make my way back to the back of the RV. So here's the front. It's built on a Mercedes-Benz chassis, and it's actually pretty maneuverable, and it's great to drive. It kind of feels like a big van. It's got adaptive cruise control, so it's kind of nice on the freeway. I don't have to like maintain the speed on my own. These chairs here, they turn around, and so it's great because it's a whole nother living space for us. And in a tight space like this, this RV is only like 25 feet and it's very small. And so our kids are able to even play here and hang out. So it's a whole nother kind of area for them. Up here is kind of extra storage space. And we've got like some space to hold our visors because we cover our windshield because at nighttime, especially, we need it kind of very dark. And here's some curtains that we add in case the kids need to take a nap. Here is a safe, and this safe is, you know, we put different stuff in here. On this side and this side, we have extra storage, which is great. We put different clothes and other items. Over here, we've got another storage cabinet here, and this is where I keep all my hotspots equipment. I've got 3 or 4 different hotspots, and I got a cell phone booster that connects to an antenna on top of the RV so we can get cell reception. Here's our solar panel kind of control switches, and we've got 6 solar panels that give 100 watts each, and they charge our lithium ion batteries. We have 3 lithium ion 100 amp hour batteries. Down here used to be a TV, but we kind of keep some papers and waters over here. All right, down here is another storage cabinet, and we have some clothes here that you can kind of pull in and out. Down here we have the kids' books, and we're kind of teaching them on the road. Over here we have a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and it's fantastic because we have a cord that goes all the way up here to an outlet. So this vacuum cleaner is always charged, and we use it like every day to vacuum up stuff. Especially in a small like space like this, it's tough to keep it clean. Down here we have another Dyson heater and fan, and we use that especially in the summer because it gets really hot and we're always like, needing a fan. Up here is a control panel for the RV, and here you have leveling jacks, and it's great. One touch, it actually auto levels this RV, and so it's super handy. You don't want the RV to be kind of like too tilted on one side. Here is a slide out control. We have a slide out where our RV kind of extends out in the middle. We have the hot water heater controls. We have the tank meter. So in an RV, you've got like fresh water tank here, you got gray water, black tank, and you have a propane, I guess, tank as well. And so it's important to kind of keep up to date on how much your tanks are filled, etc. Here's a propane generator, and you turn it on especially if your batteries are low and you want to charge your batteries. There's been a few times where our batteries have completely shut off because they've gone to zero, and we've had to like start the car and wait for an hour or two for the batteries to charge in order to turn on stuff. And here is the inverter, and this controls kind of the energy coming out from our 3 lithium batteries to the rest of the RV. All right, next up is the kitchen area. So we've got some cool little windows here. You've got a nice view of the ocean right now. We're at Crystal Cove campground in Southern California. This thing pops up here, so you have 2 burners, and you have kind of like extra storage space here. This is where we keep kind of our plates and utensils. Here we keep our different pots and pans, and then here we keep a solar cooker. It's a great thing where you boil stuff and you stick it down here and it cooks throughout the day. Here's a little kind of faucet here. We added a little like a faucet head that actually conserves water. A little nice stainless steel tub here. We've got our towel rack. We've got controls for our thermostat here and our AC. And then we got some baskets, and we got some trash and different stuff down here. Up here, we got extra storage in the kitchen. We have different stuff. We have these cool little like collapsible, you know, storage things. We keep our lunches here in case we're taking a hike or going somewhere during the day. We have like a little egg boiler here where I use to boil some eggs, and we eat a lot of eggs. That's kind of one of our staples. Over here is another storage container. We have different kind of bowls, collapsible bowls, and some storage stuff we keep up here. We have some snacks and bread right now. Overall, this kitchen is tight, but it's actually quite functional. You know, it's got a faucet, a sink, you know, a stove, and different storage items, so you know, can't complain. All right, let's move over here, and we see the refrigerator here. This is actually a decent-sized refrigerator for the size of an RV, right? This is actually kind of more of like a big van, in a sense. And here's the freezer section. We keep different stuff, frozen foods. And here is our refrigerator right now. And overall, you know, we like to eat pretty clean and healthy. Actually, we're kind of health nuts for the past like 10 years or so. We like lots of fresh, you know, vegetables and fruits, and we have lots of meats and other stuff here in the refrigerator. All right, so overall, this refrigerator, you know, we're pretty happy with it. For longer trips, we're stuffing this refrigerator with a ton of stuff, especially if we're going on like a 2 or 3 month trip. Up here is a convection oven. So this is a microwave and a regular oven. It's a energy hog, so it's really tough to run this if we're not connected to shore power. So, but we try to use it just, you know, occasionally. All right, here's another storage cabinet. We keep some extra stuff here. We actually keep some water here. It's actually a 3 gallon jug here, and some other items. There's a small table as well. Here's some cool storage cabinets. We keep some kind of utility items like tools and other stuff. And down here, we actually keep our hamper. So our dirty clothes kind of go here, and then we're washing our clothes. It's kind of tough to wash clothes on the road. So, you know, once a week or so, we try to hit up an RV park or someplace that has some type of laundry, and we'll do our laundry at that time. All right, on the other side here, back to the kitchen area. Actually, I forgot to show you, this is actually a pantry. And so it's kind of cool. It folds out like this, and you can have a ton of different things. So we keep all of our cooking utensils and cooking kind of supplies here. So it saves a lot of space. It just kind of pushes back in and you lock it like that. Up here, I've got different recording supplies. I've got some different items here that I use as props when I record YouTube videos. And back here is actually the sleeping space. So here is where my wife and I sleep, and we have, it's kind of tight. It's not even a full size. It's kind of like a smaller full size. And it's got this cut off space right here. So actually it's like, it's kind of tough. My wife had to get used to kind of sleeping on a space with like a short, you know, cut off end here. Overall, we're used to it. It's tight, but it gets the job done. All right, up here, we've got a bunch of storage cabinets. So all around here, we've got 5 storage cabinets. And, you know, we kind of keep our stuff in packing cubes and stuff. And this helps us to keep things organized. We put our clothes, but also it's not just clothes, but it's also like we need like medical supplies or first aid supplies. We need towels and extra sheets and stuff like that. So all of this stuff goes up here. And also a couple other things we put next to our bed is like we need eye masks or masks because sometimes it gets bright, or we need earplugs. Some campgrounds and some places kind of are quite noisy. And so all of that helps us to sleep as well. Right, so this is looking in the back of the RV, looking forward, and we're still in the sleeping area. Here I keep my computer and my iPad. My wife keeps her computer here. This used to be a TV area, but we kind of took it out. We don't really watch TV much. And this is great because we actually keep books and just different stuff here, and we keep it charged too, because there's an outlet right here in the corner as well. All right, here is now the bathroom. This is the rear of the RV. It's actually quite impressive. You have a shower back there. And it's actually a full shower with hot water. It's tight, but it does the job. Then you have a sink. And down here, you've got a toilet that works fine. It goes down to the black tank. And part of the hassle of an RV is you have to continue to dump. So every about 3 days or so, we're dumping our tanks. Up here in the bathroom, you've got some extra storage space up here to keep our kind of toiletries and such. And you have a nice towel rack here. And up on the ceiling, you have a fan to keep kind of the moisture out. All right, so this is the final area of the RV. And this is actually the dining table area. And this is kind of where we hang out the most. You've got the nice view here. We've got some storage cabinets up on top here. We actually keep our kids' clothes up here. And we keep our kids' clothes in these packing cubes to keep them organized. And then down here is our dining table. And with our dining area, what we've done is we've actually added these ottoman things. So these are folding ottomans where we can have extra sitting space. So these 2 things here, they add extra sitting space, but they actually fold into a bed as well. And what we do is every night we actually push down this dining table and it folds down. We put in the the seat cushions, and then we add an extra couple things here to make it like an extended bed. And we put sheets on and a blanket and pillows, and it actually turns out to be this plush sleeping area for our two kids. And the kids love it, and they have a blast sleeping in this area. All right, and here's kind of like where I usually record YouTube videos. So you can see kind of a space here. This is actually artwork for my kids, and so I kind of feature them. It's kind of like a family adventure, family effort, I think, doing these YouTube videos. So actually my kids sometimes have to stay outside to eat breakfast or something when I'm recording. So they're actually, you know, putting in some sacrifice as well. And right now you can probably hear them in the background. They're playing outside, and it's kind of part of the whole RV experience. Our kids need space for their trinkets and toys and different gadgets, and so we put everything here for our son. And over here on this side, we've got some extra storage space for my daughter so she can put her stuff here. We even have like her toothbrush and toothpaste as well. Our first RV trip was over a year ago, and we spent a week in Yosemite Valley. It was truly a life-changing experience for my wife and I, but also for our kids who were ages 1 and 4 at that time. There's something about the beauty and power of nature that much of our modern culture doesn't appreciate. This past summer, we took a 3-month trip and spent most of our time at national and state parks, enjoying the grandeur of the Grand Canyon, the geysers and the wildlife of Yellowstone, and even the huckleberries of Glacier National Park. And for the past 2 months, we've been back in Southern California, but still spending half the time camping at local spots and half the time back at our house. There are definitely pros and cons of traveling and living months at a time in an RV. We've had a lot of things go wrong with our RV, like air conditioning that would keep tripping, a water pump that died while my wife was in the middle of a shower, multiple incidents of our batteries dying, our macerator breaking, our window shades breaking, dumping accidents, and our awning that we destroyed not just once, but 2 times. Traveling with young kids also has its challenges. We're constantly having to watch out for their safety. They've had numerous falls, scrapes, and bites, but our kids are champs. They've adapted so well to the RV life, and it comes as second nature to them now. It's also challenging to get work done while on the road. You can probably imagine, especially when this year my family will probably have lived a good 4 to 5 months in our RV. Overall though, I see it as an investment in the lives of my kids. Our world is experiencing a crisis of character. There's so much passivity, herd thinking, and insularity. To counter that, I'm trying to build values and character in my kids of exploration, curiosity, wonder, and awe. I want my kids to be independent thinkers, and I don't see a way on how to enable that without giving them a deep sense of connection with nature and the world. Our world also faces a crisis of truth, where people often believe whatever they're told repetitively. And I thought a lot about how I can build a foundation of truth in my children's lives. I know I need to walk together in life with them and share the daily adventure of life. Also, and maybe most importantly, I think in our daily hustle, we miss out on the magical and mystical aspect of life in the world. There's something humbling and life-changing when you see the power of the ocean up close, or the tranquility of a mountain meadow, or the stature of a bison hanging out next to your campsite for half the day in Yellowstone. With all this technology and knowledge that our modern world provides, sometimes I wonder if we've lost a part of our humanity, the part that believes there's more than just what meets the eye, and that there's more to life than just living for today and for ourselves. Thanks for joining me on my channel, and I hope to meet as many of you as possible in person one day. Thanks so much.